In April, South Korea held general elections, and the ruling party saw extraordinary support from voters. Many commentators saw it as a reflection of the country's response to COVID-19. That prompted my asking our political mavens, Nate Bauer of UA Press and UAF political scientist Alexander Hirsch, whether Trump's handling of the pandemic, which has seen a mixed response in the press, would trouble his chances for re-election in November. Nate says it's difficult to say.
You've got a two-party system here. Certainly, I don't think that there's anybody that could say that our response and our strategy as a country in dealing with COVID-19 has been similar to South Korea. South Korea's early response was to test widely and heavily and to contact trace the known cases that they had there very early in like January and February. I think that there has been reporting that South Korea identified their first case of the virus in their country on the same day that we did in the United States. And since then, obviously, the responses have looked very, very different. And I think that at this point, globally, South Korea is recognized as the best case scenario for a heavily populated country dealing with the spread and keeping it down to a minimum level. We didn't do that here. We had a much different approach. And it seems clear that the discussions about the pandemic are going to characterize the general election campaign. I can't imagine that they would not, but I don't think that Donald Trump will have a shortage of endorsements generally of his performance as president and in particular his response to the pandemic threat. I think that there will still be plenty of people at the Republican convention, whatever that convention looks like, that will be singing his praises.
Yeah, to that point, I've heard a number of people comment that as difficult as a circumstance as this presents for the entire world, that at least there has been a neutralization of political antipathy. And actually, I find that though that is an inspiring sentiment, at the same time, it doesn't really bear out in the data. So if you look at, for instance, Trump's favorability ratings, they've fluctuated somewhat around the third week of March. You saw that his popularity was increasing, and I think that he reached a popularity rating higher than any that he's had over the course of the last 4 years. You know, over the course of his presidency, he's been everywhere between, you know, on average 39, 40 and like 45. He's been within that frame. So he's still hovering above that. But what you're still seeing is a political response, I think, that's relatively predictable given the kinds of partisan trends that we've been seeing in this country over the course of the last 4 years and beyond, of course. One thing that's interesting to comment upon is kind of rise of the governor as the executive symbol of power and the symbol of an executive authority figure in any state that is intervening actively in a way to mediate the circumstances presented by COVID. I mean, you could look across the board, but most governors, maybe all governors, but certainly many governors have seen their favorability ratings soar in a way that it outpaces what has happened with Trump. And in part, that's, I think, because Trump, though there has been a federal response by way of the economic stimulus package, et cetera, he's also ceding a lot of the decision-making to the governors. When to close anything down, how much to close, how much home sheltering, all that, he has allowed governors to kind of make those decisions for themselves. And so there's a whole politics to the rise of the governor that probably will play out in November in ways that are difficult to predict.
Nate Bauer is the director of UA Press, and Alexander Hirsch is a political scientist at UAF. Their observations of the upcoming presidential election is a regular series on Northern Soundings.